On today's show, Peugeot is coming back to the U.S. market by using Chevrolets. Brazil is a hotbed for compact pickups, and Daimler and BMW just posted big drops in profits. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Last week, Volkswagen teased a new pickup truck, and the Turok concept just made its debut at the Sao Paulo Auto Show in Brazil. It's built on VW's MQB architecture, and despite its small size and appearance, the bed can be extended by folding down the tailgate and or by opening a rear panel into the cab of the truck. VW says it will soon be offering a version of this truck in Brazil with, quote, barely any changes, and it will be powered by a 2-liter diesel engine. It goes on to say, the Turok has the potential to boost Volkswagen's model range in other global markets as well. And speaking of pickup trucks in Sao Paulo, Nissan revealed this concept of a frontier called the Sentinel that's designed for rescue missions in all types of terrain. The bright blue color was inspired by a special kind of Brazilian macaw. It features two Nissan Leaf battery packs mounted in the bed for auxiliary power and a set of drawers that pulls out to store all kinds of equipment, as well as a platform for a drone to take off and land from, an engine snorkel, and a special lighting system at the top of the windshield. Despite having all new trucks in the U.S. market, GM will continue to produce the old versions of the Silverado and Sierra until the end of 2019. And it's not the only one. Ram will build the previous Gen 1500 while it ramps up the new one. Keeping the old trucks running down the lines is going to give GM and Ram great pricing leverage against the Ford F-150, as well as give them a hedge against the new Ford Ranger pickup that's about to come out. And that is going to turn the 2019 pickup market into an all-out slugfest. Say, what the heck is going wrong at BMW and Daimler? We'll have more about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
BMW and Daimler don't just compete against each other, they're engaged in all-out war. And we just got the latest battlefield reports in the form of financial numbers. And the numbers don't look so good. BMW saw its sales go up a fraction of percent in the third quarter, while Daimler's sales fell 4%. BMW managed a decent increase in revenue, while Daimler's dropped slightly. But here's where it gets ugly. Both BMW's and Daimler's operating profit plummeted 27%, and their net profits fell by 24% and 21% respectively. Speaking of BMW, its Rolls-Royce division is enjoying a nice spurt in sales thanks to the new Phantom. In fact, the Phantom accounts for all the increase in sales so far this year. Sales of the Ghost are down nearly 8%, and the Wraith and Dawn, which share the same platform, are down over 6%. But thanks to the Phantom, total sales at Rolls are up more than 13% this year. And hey, don't forget to set a reminder to watch Autoline After Hours at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. That's when we'll go live with Michael Bryan, the head of product planning for Hyundai Motor America. And he's even bringing a Hyundai Veloster N with him to the studio. So if you have any questions about the automaker's new performance brand, any of its other vehicles, or where it's headed in the future, send them to viewermail@autoline.tv. Or you could always just hit us up on social media. Just look for the links below. Coming up next, we've got more details on Harley-Davidson's electric motorcycle.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Harley-Davidson is giving us our first look at the production version of its first electric motorcycle, the Livewire. Riders will have the choice of 7 different riding modes, which will be controlled through a Bluetooth-enabled touchscreen infotainment system. To give the bike its unique sound, Harley designed the gear between the motor and drive belt to produce a tone that increases in pitch and volume with speed. Live wire will be made at the company's manufacturing facility in Pennsylvania and is scheduled to go on sale in 2019 at select dealerships in North America and Europe. French automaker PSA, the parent company of Peugeot, Citroën, and Opel, chose Washington, D.C. as the first city in the U.S. to launch its car-sharing service called Freedom Move. Users pay a $10 membership fee, which gives them access to 600 vehicles, and it includes gas, parking, and insurance. You can book the vehicles with an app, and while you do have to pay each time you use a vehicle, there's no late fees, and every trip is based on 500 miles of usage. And we find it very interesting that the company is using a Chevrolet Equinox in its promotion video for the service. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.